Let's get over to our good friend, Joe Farr, who's going to give us an update on the markets. Joe, what you got?
Today's kind of a down day for mortgage-backed security prices. We're down 8/32. It started dropping about 10/30, a little bit after the ISM index came out, the services index came out, but it coincided with the stock market starting a rally about the same time. And so it really didn't seem to be directly related to the ISM services number, but that number was really pretty good. It was just shy of last month's ISM services number, and that was the best reading since 2005. You know, the fact that that came in pretty strong, along with some comments recently, you know, Trump has tweeted that, you know, maybe if Mexico and Canada will agree to a more U.S.-friendly NAFTA agreement, that he might not implement the tariffs on steel and aluminum, saying that maybe all this is just a ploy, you know, a ploy to get a better deal. So there seems to be a little bit less concern about the potential trade wars and the effects of trade wars on the stock market. So the stock market, which was down a little less than 100 at 10:30, is now up about 200. So it's been a nice rally for stocks. But the downside of that is that MBS prices have fallen, and therefore mortgage rates have risen. We'll see if that continues during the day. We're at the lows for the day as far as mortgage-backed security prices go. Looking at last week, it was a volatile week for stocks and bonds. For the week, stocks fell over 770 points on the Dow. But surprisingly, MBS prices, and therefore mortgage rates, had very little net change.
So, Joe, right there, do you think that that means that volatility is the new normal? I mean, is this just we're going to have big swings in the market and that's just how it is?
Well, it certainly has been true from a stock market perspective. I mean, 1% swings in the Dow have been common. So, yes, I think the answer is yes, it is going to become more volatile, at least until we get through, well, I don't know what would cause it to not be, to be quite honest. As Les Parker said, he predicted 2018 would be volatile, and so far his predictions are true.
Yeah, he was right.
Last week was volatile as well, although, like I said, the stocks ended up lower and MBS prices ended up with little change. And the market reacted on Tuesday pretty significantly to Fed Chair Powell's testimony before the House Financial Services Committee. He testified that he believes the economy has strengthened since the Fed last meeting in December. And, of course, the investors took that to mean that maybe they will take a more hawkish path in the meetings to come. So caused stocks to fall and MBS prices improved. On Wednesday, another down day for stocks pushed investors into bonds. I'm sorry, MBS prices fell on Tuesday, but improved on Wednesday as stock market sold off. Pending home sales came out on Wednesday a little worse than expected, and that should have been favorable for bonds, but it wasn't. The second estimate of fourth quarter GDP came out, and it was revised to 2.5, down from 2.6, but that was pretty much as expected. Then on Thursday, President Trump announced that he would be implementing the tariffs on steel and aluminum. That caused
a big
sell off in stocks, and MBS prices improved as the stocks sold off. And they improved even though there was pretty strong data. The ISM Manufacturing Index, which came out last week, beat expectations, and jobless claims fell to the lowest since the year 2000 at 210,000 net new jobless claims. Thursday's gains were reversed on Friday, so there's that volatility again. And then looking at this week, the big event this week is going to be the jobs report. It comes out on Friday. So February's jobs report is expected to reveal that 210,000 net new jobs were created. Unemployment rates falling from 4.1 to 4.0. The rise in average hourly earnings is expected to have slowed just a tenth from January. There's also an ECB meeting this week. Their statement will be released Thursday morning early. Might want to pay attention at that time as well. So. And then in addition, most days this week have Fed speakers. With the reaction to Powell's testimony before Congress last week, Fed speakers this week could move the market. Not a day to relax, continue to pay attention to the market.
Well, it seems like tweets and speakers and testimony before Congress makes things jump around a bit. I was kind of amused last week at our Fed chairman speaking to Congress, and they kept wanting to talk about fiscal policy, like taxes and stuff, and he kept wanting to talk about monetary policy, like supply and Fed funds rates. And it's just astounding to me that the Congress, either they don't understand finance or they're just doing it to grandstand. So I think it's the latter.
No, it's the latter.
To grandstand. Yeah,
absolutely.
Appreciate it so much. That was Joe Farr, everybody. And appreciate the market update.